I would like to go over a little bit the sugya. Baruch Hashem became, a few nekudas became a little more clearer, and let's give a little summary of what we had learned on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. On Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought down a baraisa. Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, "Hamaytzi b'schatye uplatye gedoyla b'chol mokim sharabim mitzuyim sham." Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, if a first person finds a metziah, b'chol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom, when there's a rabim, he can keep it. And the reason why he can keep it is because the bailim are miyayish. Now, the cheshbin of Arabim Mitzuyim Sham is because since there's Arabim there, he is under the impression that Zichel will be picked up. And therefore, he's Miyayish. Now, the Gemara is a Sufik, a few Sveikas. Is Rab Shimon ben Elozer speaking about Davke Roiv Akum, that most probably a guy will pick it up and keep it for himself. That's one side. Or maybe speaking about a fellow Rav Yisrael, is Inshi Deloy Maili, and one can assume that in Rav Yisrael, the Inshi Deloy Maili will pick it up and keep it for themselves. So we have a suffix if the Yiyush that Rav Shimon ben Elozer spoke about, and that is the reason why if one finds that one can keep it, is the Yiyush Davke Bereiv Akum. There is Zichem Yayish, because the Goy will pick it up and keep it for himself, or Afilu Bereiv Yisrael, because of the Inchi Delei Maile. Abba Bakitza, Rab Shimon ben Elozer, said a halacha which was based and the loch of Yush, that one can keep it because the Bailam is Miyayish, the Mokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Sham. Then the Gemara has a suffix, are the Chachamim Chaylik and Rav Shimon ben Elozer? Do they agree that there's also Yush by Rabim Mitzuyim Sham? Do they disagree? If they agree that there is Yush, is it only by Rav Akum, or do they agree completely afilu b'Rav Yisrael? But we have here a parsha, a sugya of Yush. There's Yush when Rabim Mitzuyim Shom, and we have here these Tzdodei Ashayla. When do I say he's Meyayish, Rav Akum, Rav Yisrael? And if the Chachamim are masking to Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Now let us go to the Gemara. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. Toshma motza bo aveide. A person found the aveide in a city. Imreiv Yisrael chayv lahachiz. Imreiv Knanim eine chayv lahachiz. So here, the Mishnah differentiates between Rav Yisrael and Rav Knanim. Man shamet lei da'omar zlinem bosa rube, Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Shamet mino ki koma Rav Shimon ben Elozer b'Rav Knanim, aval b'Rav Yisrael loy. So the Gemara says, so we have an often a Mishnah, and the Gemara understood that it's speaking about Amokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Shom, and it differentiates if it's Rav Akum or Rav Yisrael. So the Gemara wanted to be poshit from this that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar only said his halacha by Reiv Akum, not by Reiv Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Loi, Amani Rabbanani. No, could be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds a person is miyayish, afilu by Reiv Yisrael, mishumin shidalei mali. This Mishnah that differentiates between Reiv Akum and Reiv Yisrael is speaking about, is going according to the Rabbana. So the Gemara says, Saltiv Shiminei de Moidele Rabbana Abshimin Alosa Bereiv Knanim. Good. So, he says going according to the Chachomim, Sal Kaponim is Oiskishbal, that the Chachomim hold that Bereiv Knanim, there's a Yish. So, one of the two, either it's Oiskishbal, but that's klar. If it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so he holds by Reiv Yisrael, there's no Yish. If it's going according to the Rabbanon, so they hold by Reiv Knanim, there is Yish. So on Kaponim, one of the two is Eiskishpalt. So the Gemara says, Alaloilam Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Vafilu b'Reiv Yisrael. No, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that what Rav Shimon ben Elazar said. That p'mokim sherabim mitzuyim sham. There's Yish, that's afilu b'Reiv Yisrael. I hear it says by Reiv Yisrael is chayev lahachitz. We're speaking about that, we're not speaking about an Aveda. We're speaking about that someone was matmin a chayfetz. Someone was matmin a chayfetz. So the Gemara says, "Ibetomen my Aveda take away." So if it's someone was matmin, it's why you're picking it up. Leave it there. So Tosfos says pshat in this Gemara. We are speaking about a case, it's not speaking about an Aveda. We're speaking about a case that someone had hid a chayfetz in the ashpe. It's not an aveda, it's hidden. Now, someone else finds out that this ashpe, even though it was oimed to remain there for a longer period of time, the bailam of the ashpe is deciding to be mafana the ashpe. So, if he won't take this keli, so the goyim will be mafana the ashpe, will take it. So mamela, so therefore the zachiyah on him to take it. So now we have a very interesting case. The bailam of this keli did not lose anything. He hid it in the ashpe. Someone passes by and finds out that this ashpe will soon become this pane, and if he doesn't take it, he won't be machiz it, the bailam will lose it. Fine. But this case of tamun is very unique. Here we have no yiyush whatsoever. That's how Tosfos explains this Gemara, because the Bailim is unaware b'chlal that he lost it. The whole Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that b'mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom, harayu shuloi is mibnei she'abailim mishyayshim mehem. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said a shtik teure that if there's Mokim Sherabim Mitzuyim Shom, the person who loses an Aveda has no hopes to find it. He's under the impression that it will be picked up either by Goyim or by Inshit Aloy Mali. See, he's Meyayish right away. That is Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Here we're speaking about that he's not Meyayish. He's unaware of the whole situation. There's no Yish over here. So since there's no Yish, so that's why the Gemara is saying that even though Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds Roiv Yisrael, he's also Meyayish, but there's no Yish. He's not, there's no Yish, period. It's fine, so there's no Yish. So why does Rav Shimon ben Elozer hold, that Baroiv Akum, you're allowed to take it? There's no Yish. It's Yish Alemedas. Why are you allowed to take it? So the reason you're allowed to take it, Taisvis says on the bottom line, the Talinen the Ktnanim hit minua the Havarube. There's another Shiloh over here. There's another Shiloh. Who put away this? Who was Matmin? A Yid or a Goy? So Taisvis says, Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds, we can assume Mistama a Goy hit it, so I'm allowed to take it, because I don't need Yish over here. I can assume that a Goy put it, I'm allowed to take it. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, and will remain with this Shaila. So what does this have to the Machloikis Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim? The machloikis of Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim was, if a person loses something b'mokim sherabim mitzuyim sham, is he miyayish yes or no? Rav Shimon says, areyu shaloi b'neishin ish yayishu abayla. There's a pilpul, roi vakum, roi v'yisroel, fine. But Rav Shimon ben Elozer said clearly the heter is because there's yish, I can assume there's yish. If the Chachamim are chaylik, so the Chachamim, oh, you can't assume this Yish. A person is about B'tochen. He hopes that a Yid will find it, a Filo B'rei Vakum. Now, all of a sudden, we had a Mishnah in Machshirim that says, Achilek Rei Vakum, Rei Yisrael, and we have a problem. Can't go according to Rav Shimon Elozer, can't go according to Chachamim. So the Mishnah says, you know what? We're not talking about an Aved over here. We're not talking about Yish. We're talking about a case that a person hit something and it's going to become an Aveda pretty soon and there's no Yish because he doesn't know about it. The Bailam doesn't know about it. It's Yish Shaloi Medas. And now there's a new Shiloh. Am I allowed to keep it? Because I can assume that a Goy hit it. So where do we see such a machlokes between Rav Shimon Elozer and the Chachamim? The Gemara says it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer. It's going according to Rav Shimon Elozer. And Rav Shimon Elozer goes basaroi. We never heard this from Rav Shimon Elozer until now. Rav Shimon was talking about another case, nation is Yaishu Abaylam. And there the heter is Al Yish. And here there's no Yish. There's a new heter. I go basaroi. And the Gemara says there's a machlokes Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim, and it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer. And Taisvah says, according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer, "Avaroyv kenanim habi shaloi de talinin de knanim hit minua ta habi rube." You're allowed to keep it because I can assume that a goy put it away. Fine. Now, the Chachamim, the Moshe is not going according to the Chachamim. So we have a Taisvah. And the whole sugya later is going to be very dependent on what we're saying now. This is the beginning of a sugya. We had a Taisvis Davchov Gimel Amed Aleph. Taisvis Davchov Gimel Amed Aleph says, and the Masel Vaho, that the Gemara says, Da Afilu Beroiv Nochim Pligi Rabbonen Umechaivi Lahach. Taisvah says, according to the Chachamim, by Roiv Nochem, and there's a Suffolk who lost it, the Chachamim hold, Yechayiv lahachis. And Tosfos says the svara is the kol heiched the efshel sakin lahoshiv momin labayl maidei achozem maskina. That means you should be machis. Roy goyim. Mestam agoy lost. Good. Mestam agoy lost it. But why can't you be machis? Be machis. And maybe a yid lost it. And you can return it to a yid. So Tosfos says, Tosfos, it seems it's a takon over here. Al kolponim. We just found out that there's a second machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim, which, as we mentioned before, how Chazal knew this is a problem, because they weren't speaking about such a thing. They're speaking about is there Yish, is there not Yish. Here we're talking about a case where there's zichah no Yish. Can I be toile, it's a goyis, and keep it for myself? Or no, I feel Raiv is going. Call out, you should be machis. So here the Gemara says, and Dav Chof Dalet Amad Aleph, the machloikis, Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachomim, this Mishnah that says, there's a new machloikis of your toile, b'Raiv Akum, that a goy lost and you can keep it, Rav Shimon Elazar holds you can keep it, the Chachom holds you mechuyiv to be machis, and this Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Elazar. This is a Gemara that's a Ramoir de Kechidish and Daf Chof Dalet Amad Aleph. There's a second Machloikis and the Tana of this Mishnah also Rav Shimon Elazar that you toile and roi and you're allowed to keep it because I can assume that a goy lost it. According to the Chachomim, you mechuyiv to be machis by roi. Maybe you'll accomplish something. That was the first lashon of the Gemara. The Iboyis Eimo, now let's turn the daf. The Gemara Amud Bey says, no. La'olam rabbono, miktoni hein shaloi einoi chayev lahachis ktoni. Now let us clarify what the Gemara just said now in the Iboyis Eimo. The Gemara and the Iboyis Eimo said, it's not talking about Tomum. It's talking about Reiv. It's talking about Reiv Akam, a Metziah. Someone lost a Metziah. Fine. Someone lost a Metziah. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, it can be Toilin Yish. Is Miyayish. I mean, that's Rav Shimon Elazar. Reiv Akum. Maybe if a Reiv Yisrael also. They get with Toil and Yish. Mistam is Miyayish. She can keep it. So, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, he can Toil and Yish, and that can be if a Reiv Yisrael. This is going according to the Rabbonon. Now, if it's going according to the Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon never said, could be the Rabbonon holds, he's not Miyayish. The Reiv Akum is not Miyayish. Fine. So Memele, fine, he's not Miyayish. If a Yid lost it, he's not Miyayish. Fine. But Kan Shayla Ben, who told you a Yid lost it? Reiv Goyim over here. So the Gemara in the second Mahalach and the Iboyis Eimo said like this. Reiv Goyim, this birur of roiv ein hoichen b'momen acha roiv, Rashi says. No. To be seimech on roiv, and to say, a goy lost it, and I'll keep it. Because a goy lost it? No. By momen, you're not seimech on roiv. That means by, it could be it's momen shal Yisrael. So let's hear the cheshbon. If a yid lost it, he's not miyayish. The chamam hold, he's not miyayish, afilu b'roiv akum. So there's a possibility a yid lost it. And if a yid lost it, you're not allowed to keep it, Rabbi. Hi, roiv. Ain hulchem b'momenach roiv. You're not permitted to take a yid's money. I'll be saying that a guy lost it. No, ain hulchem b'momenach roiv. So it says, but it says, ain chayiv lahachiz. So the Gemara says, let's be medayik to loshen. Ain chayiv lahachiz means he's not mechuyiv to be machiz. That's what it says. He's not allowed to keep it. He's allowed to hold it. He's mechuyiv to hold it. That means achroze that we mentioned last week. Achroze to be machiz it since there's roiv goyim. So mustame there is a roiv mustame a goy will give some on him and say that he lost it. You're not mechuyev. You're not permitted to be meishiv and aveda to a goy. ein chayev lachis. It's not mechuyev to be machis. Finished. Because mistoma a goy lost it. And if I'll be machis, I'll be meshig of a vedet a goy. So I'm not machis. According, this is not like Tosfos said on Daf Chav Gimel, according to the Rabbonon, you're mechuyev to be machis afilo b'roi v'akum. That was the first mahalach in the Gemara. The second mahalach in the Gemara says, no. Roi v'akum, l'gabi achroze, I'm afraid maybe a goy lost it because it's roi v'akum, so I'm not allowed to be machis. But I'm not allowed to keep it also. I'm not allowed to keep it because maybe Takayid lost it. I can't be Soymech and Roiv to keep it. To say, some Zichagoy lost it, I can keep it. Can't be Soymech and Roiv by moment to keep it. That you can't do. Yiyush, no, Rabbonin hold that, Afilo Borev Akim is not Miyash. So there's no Yiyush. So the whole Inyan is, the whole Indian is, maybe a guy lost it. This is the second Lashon of the Gemara. It can't go according to Rav Shimon Alozer. According to Rav Shimon Alozer, forget who lost it. But I feel like Yid lost it, he's Miyayish. So according to Rav Shimon Alozer, it can't go. Moses is going according to the Chachamim. But now, let us think for 1 minute. The Chachamim said over here, in the second Lashon, the Chachamim said that is a klal ein hilchen b'momen acha haroiv. That means if the whole heter is, because I can assume a goy lost it, ein hilchen b'momen acha haroiv. That's what the Gemara said according to the Chachamim. Zogen de gedoyle achroinim could very well be, in the second Lashon, Rav Shimon ben Alozer also holds like that. Because we mentioned Rav Shimon ben Alozer when he was said you're allowed to keep it. Rav Shimon ben Alozer said you're allowed to keep it. Barayv Akum, Barayv Yisrael. I'm not saying because that guy lost it. I feel like Yid lost it. Yid is Miyayish. Rav Shimon ben Alozer said a heter of Yish. So Lu Yitzuya. If I won't have a heter of Yush, let's say a case of Tomum, a case of Yush Shaloy Medas, let's talk about a case of Yush Shaloy Medas for 1 second, which will be Murdik Negeya, the next sugya. We have a sugya that when a person loses something, so if he's aware of it, and it doesn't have a simon or whatever it is, so we say he's Miyayish. If he's unaware of the Aveda, we paskin yush shloy medas, loy have a yush. That's what we paskin. So now that we have klolim, a heavy thing, a person is aware of, a light thing, he's not aware of, money, or the mamash mismakisa mikosha. But we have, there are cases that someone can lose something and he's unaware of it. Then we lost the heta of yush. So let us just think for 1 minute now. Our Gemara in the second Lashon said, you can't rely that a guy lost it, So Rav Shimon ben Alozer has his heter of Yish, but if a Yid lost it, he's Miyayish, so there's no problem whatsoever. But what if I'll find something that if a Yid lost it, it could be he's unaware that he lost it. It's something that it's not a double choshev, it's not a double covet. He's unaware that he lost it. So what will Rav Shimon ben Alozer hold in such a case? According to the second Lashon, could be he'll be a chassid with the chachomim. He'll be made to the chachomim. That means if there's no heter of yush, if the Bailam does not know that he lost it, so the only heter can be, because I can assume that a goy lost it by Revakum. I agree with you. So we have two Lashonis in the Gemara, which these two Lashonis are speaking about a Shaila when you don't have a heter of Yush, for whatever reason it is. Chamim hold Bechlala Yid is not Miyayish. Or by Tomon, or a case of, another case of Yush, we only have a heter of Yush. But I have a different heter. Mr. Magoy lost it. Can I assume that a guy lost it and keep it, yes or no? I have two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara said klo. Taisa says klo. According to first lashon, the mother make the einichayiv lahaches. It means he can keep it. Don't make such the yukim. By Rav Akim, I can keep it. Taisa says clearly. Da have a rechnanim have a shaloi, the taninim, the knanim, it minu, da have a ruben. Rav Shimon ben Lozor, she go basaroi, and the chachomim hold, no, you have to be machis. The second lashon in the Gemara was machadish no. In this shaila, if there's no yiyush, if you can be soimach and roi, the chachomim said, you're not machis, but you're not allowed to keep it either. You're niyach, you have to hold it. It could be, according to the second lashon, Rav Shimon ben Elazar also holds like that. Because the lashon of Rav Shimon ben Elazar was, b'vnei shenisya yeshua b'ayla. These are two mahalchim, the gedolei achronim, speak this, Rabbi Keveger, Rav Shmuel, and the Shiurim, the Nachlas Yisrael. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, we'll have a meiridike klokait in the sugya. We'll understand things which last week we didn't understand. Now let's go further. Toshma. The Oma Rav Asi Motza, so now we have a shaila if Rav Shimon Loza is going by Rav Akum, Rav Yisrael. When is there a Yish, Rav Akum, Rav Yisrael? Toshma, the Omar Rav Asi, Motza Chovish Yain Beir Sheruba Knanim, a person found a Chovish Yain Beir Sheruba Knanim, Muteres Mishum Metziye, Vasure Bano, Osa Bano. Bo Yisroel v'nosan bo semen, a Yid came and gave a semen, muteres b'shtiya l'moitzo. So now, let's just speak about the second halacha. The second halacha, a Yid comes and gives a semen. So it says now, muteres b'shtiya l'moitzo. So that means, now you can drink it. A Yid comes and gives a semen. Yeah, you lost it? Yeah, I'll give you a semen. Fine! Baruch Hashem, Hashgach HaProtis, a guten Tag, Muteres Lishtiye, so I can keep it. What do you mean? It's mine, my brother Simon. No. You are Miyayish. You are Miyayish. Till now, I was afraid maybe a guy lost it, but now you gave a Simon, you lost it. Baruch Hashem, you are Miyayish, and by vacuum, and it's Muteres Lishtiye. Kiman, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So you see, let's talk about the second and first. So we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that Yid is Meyayish by Roy Vako. Talking about Yir Sheru B'Knanim, Yid gave a simon, we keep it, he's Meyayish. Kikoma Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'Roiv Knanim. It said a whole thing. Motzo Chovis Yain b'Yir Sheru B'Knanim. And the Yid gave a simen, you're allowed to drink it. Vice is Isha Ruba Yisroel. Now Yid give a simen, you have to give it back to him. So we see clearly Rab Shimon that said, B'nei Shabaylam is Yaishim is only by Rav Knan. Yeah? Ava B'Rav Yisroel Loi. So we had a whole Shaila, now it can be patient. So the mom says, no, Loi Lameim Allah, Rab Shimon Alosa, Afila B'Rav Yisroel Namikam. No. According to Rab Shimon Alosa, this halacha would be applicable afilah by Rav Yisrael. You find the chavis, Rav Yisrael, the Yid comes and gives the simen, I can drink it, and I can drink it afilah before the Yid comes and gives the simen, I can drink it, because Rabbi Mokim Sharab and Mitzuyim, I can drink it. Ravasi sova lo kevosei bechode, opoligalei bechode. Fine. Ravasi is a poisik. This is not a member of Rav Shimon Alosa. This is a member of Ravasi. And Ravasi la locha holds like Rav Shimon ben Alosa, b'rev akum this yish, b'rev Yisrael he holds this no yish. So this is Ravasi. As for Noel Kaponim, one of the shailas, the Gemara and Afchav Dal Dal Madal, is how do we paskin? We see Noel Kaponim how Ravasi paskins. Ravasi paskins b'rev akum is miyayish. So now the Gemara asks, okay, so now that was when the Yid came, Baruch Hashem, so now you can drink it. Kol's man, a Yid doesn't come, so then I'm not allowed to drink it. Revakum, I have to assume it's Yain, that's also Bano. So b'mechi achad asiri b'ano, so before muteres mishum mitziyah l'mayilchus. I mean, the line is, you have to assume, I have roiv, roiv akum. You have to assume, it's yain, stam yaino, tzenzneifen. So b'ano, so what's that muteres mishum mitziyah l'mayilchus? Omar Ravashi lekankana. So Ravashi said, no. The wine you have to throw away. If you don't wait till a yid comes and gives a simen, the wine you'll have to throw away. The wine is also bano. Reivakum, it's also bano. But the kankan you'll have to keep. You'll kasha the kankan. But the kankan is also worth something. The kankan you'll have to keep. Fine. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Uteres mishum metziye. The Einoi Chayib Lachis. Now, this Rashi is Shaklach. The Einoi Chayib Rashi says, you're not Chayib Lachis. So what Rashi has to say. So, we asked last week, Shoimu Shamayim. That's Einoi Chayib Lachis. It says, when a yid comes and gives a simen, you drink it. But that is Mishum Metziya means you're allowed to drink it. And why are you allowed to drink it? Because if a yid lost it, he's miyayish. And if a goy lost it, so Chabadigim is good, so a goy lost it. So here all of a sudden Rashi is there from, and chayv lahachis, teres mishum metziyah. It was shreklich. Let's just go further, we'll come back to this Rashi. I didn't find anyone should speak about this Rashi, but it's a shrek. Basura ba'no, l'kami pochim, keima hetha yesh b'mitzi yosa, bo yisro b'nosan simen, yotzo misofik yayin knanim. Now you see, it's a kosher wine, but what we mentioned last week, it's speaking about a chavis tume, umataris b'shtiyo l'moitzat kim derube knanim, ishayishu abayla. Fine. Okay. Now, I'd like to mention a moiridike sma. The sma starts saying halachas. The sma says, the second halacha, there's a difference between the first halacha and this, it says here two halachas. Motza chovish yayin be'ir sheruben knanim, one halacha. Bo Yisrael benosan basimen, muteres b'shtiyelam. It's a second halach. Fine. Now, let's talk about the second halach. The second halach is, why am I allowed to drink it? Because the yid was miyayish, that's a revakim, yid is miyayish, that's we paskin. I'm allowed to drink it. Fine. Zuk tasma, entschuldigt, the yid was miyayish. But how do you know when you picked it up? You picked it up after Yish. Maybe when it fell, the Yid didn't know that he dropped it. And maybe you picked it up before Yish. How does it say? It says, "Boy, Yisrael, we passing Yish lemedas lahave Yish." I found a chavis, so memela I can drink it because the Yid was mash. He's miyash. When he found that, he's miyash. Who told you that when you found it, when you picked it up, he knew about it, and he was miyayish. Maybe he didn't know about it. This kasha the sma asks. And the sma holds us a good kasha. And the sma says, you know what? So I'll tell you in a kimte, it's speaking about such a chavis, a heavy chavis, that you know right away. But a light chavis, chas v'shalom. A light chavis, you're not allowed to drink it. Who says? Maybe you picked it up before Yish. The sma made an akimte, speaking about a heavy chavis, which I can assume that the Bailam found out about it right away. And it's a levakum, sees miyayish. An akimte from the sma. So the sma vaita. Let's talk about the first case. He didn't come. A yid didn't come, and I found a chavis. I assume it's a goyis. The yain is also. Sagt es ma, this could be talking about all chavis. This could be talking about a light chavis, a heavy chavis. Because if a goy lost it, I don't need yish. There's no problem of yish. All I have to do is I have to be toiler. I have to be toiler that a goy lost it. So the sefer when a yid comes and he gives him on him, so oivei. Mitzadecha that's good, mitzadecha that's no good. That the yid gives him on him, so I see klor, it's kosher, wine, and finished. But then you have to be mevarer if you picked it up before yish or after yish. Zuk tesma, al kochach the sefer speaking about a heavy chavis, that I can assume that as soon as it got lost, he found out about he was meyish. That's the sefer. The reisha, the heter of the reisha is, no yid came. The heter of the reisha is because I assume that a goy lost it. If a goy lost it, I don't need yish. That's what we just said before in the first malach by Talmud, that I can assume that a goy lost it, so I can keep it. I can keep it. That's what the sma says. About the kitzah, the sma was megala to us that even though we have a beraisa motza chavis yayin beir, and it says in this it says mutas mishum tzibes rabbanu bo yisrael, it's talking about two types of chavis. The sma was not daunted to say this. You have to say this. The safe has to be talking about a heavy chavis. And the reisha can be talking about all chavisin, because the head of the reisha to keep it is because you go basarayf. Ad kan divrei hasma. Fine. But let us go a step further. We just learned that there was a machloikis to lishoynis in the Gemara. Is that true that according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, if you don't have a heter of yish, let's talk about our light barrels, that when the yid loses it, he's unaware that he lost it. A case where you don't have a heter of yish. The only heter is, I can assume that it's a goyz. I'm soymach amroiv. We hear two lishaynis in the Gemara. Does Rab Shimon ben Elazar pack a hole that I can rely on Roiv, and I can say it's a goyz, in Shalom al Yisrael, and I don't have to think a minute, maybe a yid lost it, and he didn't know about it because it's a light chavis? We had two lashonos in the Gemara. The first lashon held, there's a new machlokes, Rav Shimon Elazar holds, you go basaroy, I say it's a goyz, I can keep it, Shalom al Yisrael. The second lashon was mechadish ein hilchin b'momenacha aloi, and the gedolei achayim say Rav Shimon Elazar could also be moider. Rav Shimon Elazar never spoke about this nekuda. Rav Shimon ben Elazar only spoke b'nei shabai l'mishayishim. This is a new nekuda, and now we see the chachamim say ein hilchin b'momenacha aloi. That's what the chachamim hold. So Rav Shimon Elazar is also moider. So now, just like the Sma learned that the Reish is speaking about all types of chaviyasin, big ones, heavy ones, light ones, the Sma didn't have any problem with the light chavis because the Sma said, well, I can be soymich, it's a goyz, so I don't need yish. But if we have a second lashon in our Gemara, Rashi learned two lashonos. Rashi didn't know I paskin like the first lashon. I have two lashonos. It says muteres mishum metzia, which is a moiridike lashon. It's a very modern lashon. Muteres mishum metzia. Turkish. You should say ayushaloi muteres mishum metzia. So Rashi says muteres mishum metzia. Rashi, there's no chiyev achoze, because by roiv goyim, according to the second lashon, there's no chiyev achoze. And Rashi learned that Rashi is speaking about all chavis, and afilo chavis we don't have yish. The Sma said that, so Rashi could also say that you're speaking about all chavis and we don't have yish. So Rashi started getting teres mishum metzia. Maybe a yid lost it, And there was no yish because it's speaking about a light chavis. So how can you keep it? No, because you say mechagoy lost it. And hilchem b'momen acharoy. The only thing by roy v'akim d'aloche is that you're amuchiv to be machis. But not that you can keep it. So trashi mutaris mishom etziyah deinechayim lachis. That's what Rashi said. Rashi also learned like this man. The Rashi is speaking about all cases. And in all cases, you can't say he can keep it. It matters. It matters. But it matters if it's a heavy chavis or a light chavis. So that's what Rashi, oh, but that's it. Mutaris mishom etziyah deinechayim lachis. Now, what'll be the din by a light chavis? A light chavis, you cannot keep it, because I feel it's a yid. I mean, a heavy chavis. A heavy chavis, you'll be able to keep it, because if it's a yid, he was miyayish, according to Rav Shimon ben Eloza. A light chavis? Rashi didn't want to go into it. So Rashi says, Muteris mishum metziyah, Rashi says, ein chayv lachis. We're talking about all chavis. That's for sure. There's no chiyuv metziyah. If you can keep it or not, depends. If it's a heavy chavis, you can keep it. If it's a light chavis, you can't keep it. So later the Gemara says, so we asked Akasha, here it says later, mutter l'shtoysa. Yeah, mutter l'shtoysa, talking about a heavy chavis. That's what this man says. Mutter, well, here's the kash. Here Rashi says, "Ein chayv lahachis," and here Rashi says, the Baraisa says, "Muteres lishtoisa." Rabasi said, "Muteres lishtoisa." So we had a kash. Here you can drink it, and here it says that "Ein chayv lahachis." So the teretz to this kash is "Muteres lishtoisa" is speaking about a heavy chavis. That's what the Sma said. You can't be speaking about all chavis. Materes l'shtois is only speaking about a heavy chavis. But the Reisha Rashi held is speaking about all chavisin. And all chavisin, the aloche is, Materes m'shu, al kaponim, Achiyev Achroza is not here. Achiyev Achroza is not here because I can be told that it's a goit, and by goit is not Achiyev Achroza. But to say he can keep it, it matters. It matters if it's a heavy chavis or a light chavis. If it's a heavy chavis, he's allowed to keep it. If it's a light chavis, he's not allowed to keep it. Now what the Gemara says later, how does it stim? How does it stim? Here it says, also, ba'no, amateres mishum metziyah. How does it stim? Someone says, kankano. That is talking about a heavy chavis. Whenever we speak, amateres mishum metziyah, has in it two taichim. If you have a heter of yiyush, you can keep it. That's what it says in the Sefer. And it's talking about a case of a heavy chavis. If you don't have a heter of yiyush, so then muteres mishum metziyah only can mean that ein chayev lahachis. That's me, this is pshat and Rashi. As a dachsach me. In Be'etzim, we see from the Sma, it's not a doichik to say such a thing, that it's talking about two cases, because the Sma Lalocha says that Mutal Ishtois is speaking about a heavy chavis, and Motza Chavis Yayim Be'ir is speaking about any type of chavis. But the Sma was going according to the first lashon of the Gemara. Rashi wanted to say if it according to the second lashon of the Gemara, so Rashi had a problem. So Rashi says, let's keep our bearings. So Materes Mishum Metziyah means Al Koponim is not Chayev Lachas. That's Lachay Ripshat in Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Sover Kevosei Bechode, that he holds like Rav Asi, that Rav Asi holds like Rav Shimon Eloza by Rav Akum. Leiboy lemeime de sova ke rabbonon, he holds like the rabbonon, dim keintif shetamay de rabbonon bereif knanim. I mean, so, whatever you're gonna say, you'll have to say something. So, he doesn't want to go in what the Rabshim laws in the chamot. He says, how he holds? I hold like Rabshim laws al kaponim bechod. Mekamot meshlim shetalachi kemoisei bereif knanim. Now let us go a little further and we'll also see more of the Zachen over here. Ahu gavre da ashkech arbo zuzi the tzairi besedine. A person found four zuzim that was tied up in a sadin. Vishadu b'nahar biron. And this was in the river of Biron. This was zuzim that tied up in a sadin. Also, lekame de Rav Yehuda. Omalei zil aches. Bimaches. Yeah, now let us skip a line. We'll come back to the line. So the Gemara asks, why should you be mechuyev to be machiz, v'ruba knanim? Shema minom. Frag the Gemara, v'ruba knanim ninu? Shema minom, ein aloche ki Rav Shimon ben Elozar afilu b'rayv knanim. Now, let's just stel sich a minute over here. This case, this Nahar Biron, was Roiv Knanim. That's what the Gemara says. Someone found a Sadin, that's with money, Simin in it. He came to Rav Yehuda, and he asked, what should I do? So he said, Bimachis. So he said, it's Roiv Knanim, it's a raya. We don't pass can let Rav Shimon ben Elozar by Roiv Knanim. So Kan Shoyel Aben, fine. But you should be machiz by Roiv Knanim and Shuldik. There's two Lashainas in the Gemara, which we just learned in the beginning of the Shia. According to the first lashon of the Gemara said by Tomon, it's speaking according to Rav Shimon ben Elozar. So we said the Gemara held according to the Rabbonon Yechayev to be machris by Roiv Knanim. And that's Tosfos Daf Chof Gimel. According to Rabbon, Yechayev to be machris by Roiv Knanim. According to the second lashon of the Gemara, the Iboy Yisayme, afilu according to the Chachamim, you're also not chayiv to be machiz. And Rav Yehuda said, zil achiz. And the Gemara says, oh, it's a chayiv, we don't pass, can let Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Is Kan Shoyel Aben? Fine. We don't pass, can let Rav Shimon ben Elozar. But afilu according to the Chachamim, there's no chayiv achrosa by Rav Goyim. So we see from this Gemara, that the Gemara held like the first lashon. That's what we see so far. Now we'll, the Gemara held like the first lashon. Now let's go back to the Gemara, and we'll see the hemshach of the whole Gemara. But the Gemara understood Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a poisik. Rabbi Yehuda said zil achiz. So I see Rabbi Yehuda paskins like the chachomim according to the first lashon. That's what we see from the Gemara. Now let's see again the Gemara. Ahu gavre da ashke chabo zuzi de tzairi besadine. Vishodu benar biro. Osa lekame de Rav Yehuda. Omalei zil aches. He said, biyat maches. Fak the Gemara va zutei shal yamu. Please, be maches. Zutei shal yam. Is avude mimenu mikol odom an chudek. There's no chie vachroze. And for the Gemara, Hoshani Nahar Biron, even the maskil loy miyayish. Since there's a in Nahar Biron, there's a lot of michshoylem, there's a lot of barriers in Nahar Biron, it's loy miyayish. Now let us see what Rashi says. Vishodu b'nahar biron, u'mushlochin b'nahar biron. The maskel yesh boy michsholim. There was a whole bunch in this river. There was barriers. Avonim ustimes geder. Sha'oisin ledogim. And why were these barriers made in the middle of the river that the dogim that get into here, they should have a problem of going further, and the dogim should be concentrated in this area. So v'loy miyayish, so memela, so you're asking a kashim that is v'loy miyayish, so because you asked a kashim, it's zutei shel yam. Nah, this is not zutei shel yam. Sova lo yuchal ana lo hilichem chutz lemichshalim. The nar will not, this money will sink. And it won't go past these barriers. Yeah. Urgilim hoyu. Now we're going to learn soon. Urgilim hoyu lesoichoi. This area, they used to go and make a dam to prevent the water from coming into this area. And if they made, when they made a dam, so they diverted the water to go someplace else. This mokim, the dried out. They used to clean out this area. And they used to dig in it to make it, it should flow better. So this person who lost it, you asked it, Sutei Shel Yom, so Mamela, he gave up hope it's going to end up in China. Nah, it won't end up in China. There's Mepshalim here, there's barriers here, and the Nochmel, so it won't go further than the barriers, number one. And number two, that they used to, every so often, they used to make a dam, and used to dry out the water in this area. It dried out, and then they used to clean it out, and then dig there. So when this is going to happen, you're going to see the sadin with the dust. V'loy miyayish. Fine. So, gewaldik. See, not miyayish. Now, I want to mention a ha'orah. We had mentioned on daf chav dalet, daf chav gimel amet beis. There's a big machlokes harishonim. He mentioned the Tamachleikis, Rashi and Tosfos, the Tamachleikis, the Rosh and the Rambam, the heter of Zutei Shel Yam. Rashi in Bobakame, the Rambam sheet is, that of Zutei Shel Yam is Yush. A person is Echem B'yayish, Zutei Shel Yam, I mean, it's a heter of Yush, a Vada Yush. Mentioned the Ritva says, I feel Yush Lemedas, by Zutei Shel Yam. If I know Zichel be Miyayish, I feel a Yish like Medasabs. Right. It's a heter of Yish. Shitas HaRosh, Shitas HaToisfis. It's nothing to do with Yish. It's a din. It's something that the Torah was Mafkiya the Bailas. If it's out of his control, it's Avudah Mimenu Mekol Odom. So it's not a heter of Yish. It's a heter of Tutashyam, the Torah Afkerei, it's Afkerei. Fine. Now, we'll see something very interesting. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara asked, Vazutei Shel Yam, why do you say to be Machiz, it's Zutei Shel Yam? So the Gemara says, Shani Nar Biron, Tekivin Demaskel Loi Miyaye. Ooh, I asked the Kasha of Yush. So if you learn like Rashi and the Rambam that the heter of Zutei Shel Yam is Yush, so the Gemara says, no, now Biron is not Miyayish because there's barriers. But if you learn that the heter is also Torah Afkerei, Shoshani Zutei Shel Yam, to keep in the maskul, so it's not Zutei Shel Yam, not like Miyayish. I didn't mention Yush. Now Rashi also mentioned Yish. Rashi said, "Yesh by Mechshelim Avonim Stim is Gedur Shoyis Mudanim V'loy Miyayish." Savali Yuchana Leilichem. Now Rashi Lishitos is very good. Sichet because the letter of Zutei Shel Yam is Alt Yish. Rashi says V'loy Miyayish. That's what Rashi says. About the Gemara Shver, the Gemara says V'loy Miyayish. Fine. Al Koponim. So Ocheret Tashtikul Ha'ore. And the Rosh and Taisvis, by how Yish comes in over here. The Gemara said it's not Zutei Shel Yam because given the Miskol, so it's not Zutei Shel Yam. It's not a Vudim Imenu Mikolod. period, not Lemi Yaish. Fragt die Gemorre, warum wir Knanim nennen, fragt die Gemorre, zwölf Knanim. So was der Kasche, so lachere, zwölf Knanim, so is mi Yaish, zwölf Knanim is mi Yaish, in Abirim zwölf Knanim. Shma mino ein aloche, ki Rab Shimon ben Elozer, afilo b'roiv Knanim, and memele, so we see that, Rab Yehuda, we don't pass on Rab Shimon ben Elozer. Zogt der Gemore, shani nar biron, yitztak ye 100% right. This area was a goyish area, roiv Knanim. Apo shani nar biron, di Yisroel sochulei, di Yisroel korulei, the Yidden are the ones that make the dam. The Yisrael Korilei, the Yidden are the ones that dig it out. Eskiven the Yisrael Sochulei, Eimer mi Yisrael Nofa. Vekiven the Yisrael Korilei, Loi mi Yayish. So Memele, the Gemara says like this. That's 100% true that this area is a Goyish area. That's Reiv Akum. But the workers are Yiddish work. So the Gemara says, given the Yisrael, let's go a little backwards, given the Yisrael Korolei, so who's going to find it? The Korolei, this Zichar, they're going to find it, they can clean it out, they can dry it one day. So they're going to, Yid is going to find it. So it's Rav Yisrael. So Rav Yisrael, he's not Miyayish. He's not Miyayish. Now the Gemara says something else. Given the Yisrael Sochulei, since the Yidden are the ones that made the dam, so Memele Eima mi Yisrael Nofa. Maybe, as I assume, that a Yid lost it. Now, why did the Gemara have to say that a Yid lost it? Why did you want to say a Yid lost it? The Gemara says like this. A Yid is going to, you have here, the Gemara told us two facts. The Yidden used to make the dams, the Yidden used to clean out the area. So the Gemara says, since the Yidden clean out the area, so a Yid is going to find it. So, Kimsa Korolei, Lei Miyayish, there's no Yiyish. Fine. But the Gemara says a second thing, that since Yisroel Sochulei, a Yid lost it. Why did they say a Yid lost it? As long as you say a Yid is going to find it, a Yid is going to find it. So a fellow this Reiv Akum. Let's say the those who made the dam were Goyim. Were Goyim, Reiv Goyim. But Al Koponim, if there's it could be a Goy lost it, could be a Yid lost it. Why did the Gemara have to say that the Yid made the dam and the Yid lost it? But now let's hold Cheshbon. When we started the sugya, Rav Yehuda said you need Hachoze. You need Hachoze, so we said, Rive, you need Hachoze. It's Rive Akum, you need Hachoze. There's two Lashonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon holds that by Reiv Akum Yemachiz, according to the Rabbonon, the second Lashon holds that you're not Machiz by Reiv Akum. So he said, Al Kochoch, in the Havamin of the Gemara understood Rabbi Yehuda is only going according to the first Lashon, not according to the second Lashon. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. There's Reiv Akum, but the Sochulei, those who make the dam, are Yidden. So since those who make the dam are Yidden, so it's Reiv Yisroel. So now we can go a fellow according to the second Lashon. That the Chachomim hold by Reiv Akum, there's no Chiyev Achroze, if I can assume that a guy lost it. Kiven the Yisroel Sochulei, so Mamela I assume that a Yid lost it, so it's Reiv Yisroel. That's why there's a Chiyev Achroze. That means this was necessary to tell us pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's psak that chayev lahachiz, afilo according to the second lashon. Now we'll see Rashi. We'll understand the shvera Rashi, and this is what the Gedolei Achronim say. Zitrashi, Sochulei, Shekere Nashnash Balask, May Oisei Secha Agmei Nefesh, which means Adem. Eima mi Yisroel Nofel. Zitrashi, Lefichov Chayim Rahachis. Now Rashi starts making a cheshbon. Why did the Gemara have to say that, why did the Gemara have to say that Yisrael, that Eimam Yisrael Nofil? Because the Gemara had a problem. If it's Roiv Akums, according to the second Lashon, there's no Chiyav Achoze. So that's why Rashi wants to say, if Roiv Knanim lost it, there's no Chiyav Achoze. And here it says that there's a Chiyav Achoze. There's a Chiyav Achoze. So Mamela, the Gemara wanted to say that it could be going a fellow according to the Rabbonon. A fellow according to the Rabbonon, it's Roiv Yisrael. So Mamela, that's why there's a Chiyav Achoze. So Rashi, that's what the Gemara wanted to say, can go a fellow according to the second Lashon.